Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, your host and the founder of Talking with Heroes. Our website address is www.talkingwithheroes.com. We've been on the air now for 9 years. First audio program is December 5th, 2005. And along the way, over those years, from 2006 to 2011, we did all videos in Iraq and Afghanistan. I made 5 trips to Iraq and 3 to Afghanistan over that 5-year period. And we have hundreds of videos, unedited footage, on our YouTube page with our troops, inside the wire, outside the wire, interviewed a lot of local people in many areas in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And just went over 262,000 who have watched one or more of these amazing videos. And well, on this program, we are excited to talk with another member, another military support organization of the R4 Alliance. Those of you who have been listening for a little while know that we have been interviewing and helping create programs for the members of the R4 Alliance. It's an alliance of now over 44 military support groups across the country. Their website is www.4alliance.org. Basically, they're a membership of programs of excellence, providing therapeutic and community-based recreation services to our military families. They're focused and committed to achieving the highest quality services through collaborative efforts in research, education, standards of excellence, economic viability, and continuum of care across our service community. They believe these services are essential to the holistic rehabilitation and reintegration of our military family. And if you've been listening to these previous programs, you're hearing that on every one of these programs. So far, we've had 24 programs with the different groups that are members of R4 Alliance, including a couple of their strategic partners. And if you've missed any of them, you want to find out who we've had on so far, go to our news site, which is www.thankyouforyourservice.us, and click on the article in the left-hand column that says TalkingWithHeroes.com features new programs with members of R4Alliance.org. Tonight, we'll be talking with Army veteran Bob and his wife, Barbara Zielinski. They are founders of Military Marriage Management, www.marriagemanagement.org. And their goal is to strengthen military marriages and enable couples to better cope with the unique marital stresses caused by combat, wounds, or multiple deployments. Bob, Barbara, I want to welcome you to the program and definitely thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, Bob, it's an honor. Thanks so much for having us on.
Well, the honor is all mine. Why don't you all start out, talk a little bit about yourselves, and then tell us what is the Military Marriage Management Project and how did you start it?
Well, first of all, Barbara and I will celebrate our 45th anniversary next week. And actually, in a couple of weeks. I better remember that date in a couple of weeks. And it all started in 1970. I had asked Barbara to marry me, and about 2 weeks after we were married, yours truly here was at basic training in Fort Dix.
That was a little bit of shock to me because I thought we were going to be together for our marriage. I don't think I was prepared at all to be a military wife. And I certainly wasn't prepared to be left alone in a foreign country. That's what I called New Jersey, because I was a St. Louis girl. And I had kind of been left there with no family, no friends, no job, no money. And I was kind of left to cope by myself. So it was a very, very difficult way to start out a marriage. And I don't think we ever had that honeymoon period. So we were very aware of the stress that military puts on marriage. And then in 1980, we went overseas to work for the University of Maryland and we did a marriage enrichment project for them at 25 different ordinance bases, and we realized that our situation was not unique and that military families needed a lot of help and support that wasn't available for them.
Well, I'm one of those military families. It seemed like the sweet little New Jersey boy that Barbara met somehow came out of the service with a changed look at things. I got used to, I guess, one-way communication. That's the way the military works. I say it, you do it, no questions. That's the mission. Otherwise, it, you know, there's a jeopardy to the mission if you don't obey orders. So I sort of got used to this one-way communication, and it was hard for me to shake it afterwards. I always tended to want to give orders rather than listen to Barbara.
And I don't think I understood what an impact that had on him. I just knew that the person I had married and the person that I was living with a few years later were not the same. And I'm not very good about following orders, and I'm very much into questioning things. So this wasn't working very well as a communication style for us.
We woke up to it because we were very fortunate to run into a group similar to a lot of marriage enrichment groups. We went and went on a retreat. We learned some different communication tools, and we were able to employ some of those tools when we remembered. And we were able to get through some of the rough spots, but there were still a lot of rough spots. Barbara mentioned we were working for the Chaplains Corps through the University of Maryland in 1980. We were going around doing marriage enrichment weekends, and we noticed that even in peacetime, the divorce rate among military personnel, especially those that were deployed, was 70%. Just recently, about 6 or 7 years ago, we talked with the head chaplain at Fort Hood, Texas, and he told us that the divorce rate on his post was 80%. Oh, Bob, I don't know about you, but I think that those that are defending our country deserve to have a healthy family and the support that they need. And
so what we wanted to do was to give them something, some kind of program that would help them develop the skills that they needed to be more successful at two-way communication so that they could build and sustain a healthy relationship.
Yeah, we keep mentioning this one-way, two-way. If I may, one of the things that really struck me is when I went through the basic training, the first thing they issue is a new set of clothes, and among those, I got my combat boots. Now, back in 1970, there were the nice leather boots. I should say boots, comma, leather, comma, 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 combat, comma, black, you know. But I love those boots. I trained in them. I wore them all the time. When I put the boots on, I felt comfortable. I didn't realize that that was a state of mind, but it was. And I tended to keep the boots on when I went home. And what we're trying to do now is introduce other folks that had the same issues we did with a new kind of communication. Instead of boots on thinking, it's boots off thinking. Boots on is necessary when, you know, there's a mission going on. That kind of thinking, taking orders, delivering the orders, being able to use your muscle memory and employ your training immediately, that will save lives. That wins wars. But unfortunately, we're not trained to be family people. You know, we tend to keep the same kind of thinking. So like Barbara said, it's the boots off that we try to deliver during these trainings that we do.
Now, we've noticed the military has gotten a lot better about providing services for family, but a lot of those services are counseling. And we've found that many of the people we work with are very resistant to going to counseling. They're not broken. They don't want to be fixed. They don't want an outsider messing in their business. So what we wanted to offer was an alternative to that. And what we offer is marriage education. It's skill-based. It includes a lot of activities where they think about their own behavior, and then share it with their partner. And there's group activities and there's skits, and we try and make the day as much fun as possible, lighthearted, but very deep in skills that they can use.
So would that be kind of what makes your program a little different from other programs?
Yes, and the fact that we present it as a couple, so they're getting both a male and female point of view from someone who's been in the military, and for someone who has a long-term relationship, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and survived.
Yeah, and besides that, I wouldn't put my buddies through death by PowerPoint. Sorry about that. No, we're not doing teaching, we're not doing treatment, we're not doing preaching. Rather, we're just sharing where we're at, sharing what worked for us, and letting the couples pick up the tools that they need.
It's a training class, and they're used to having training. The military folks are used to having training, but this is a different kind of training. This is a training on how to talk to your partner, how to communicate in ways that will build your love and trust and commitment rather than destroy them.
So what do you do in a typical class then?
Well, a typical class is usually one-day format. We find that a lot of folks these days, especially veterans, are busy, and it's hard to get away for a whole weekend. So we spend a day, usually from about 09 to 1600, with a good lunch, by the way, going over different modules. Some of the modules involve communication skills, like I talked about before, boots on, boots off. How do you behave at home as opposed to at work? We work on building healthy habits. We learn especially how to manage triggers. I mean, everybody knows what's triggering them, but sometimes it's hard to manage those triggers. So we have specific tools where we can map out a trigger, learn what causes that trigger in us, and how to dial it down and deal with it.
We do two kinds of activities, basically, one that we call back-to-back, and that's where each person has an assignment that they work on. And then when they're finished with that assignment, we turn it into what we call a knee-to-knee, and we've borrowed that term from the Better Marriages, where they turn around as a couple with the knees touching, and they share what they have written on their paper. Then during some of the time, we have skits. We have different group activities where they make lists of things, but at no time is anybody getting into their business and telling them how to run their marriage. And that's what's so different, I think, about it.
Yeah, well, I think what Barbara's trying to say is we don't all sit around and sing Kumbaya. We do some work. But we try very hard to make the atmosphere very safe. When folks come to our program, this is not sponsored by the military, so we keep the names confidential. And if you don't want to know anybody's business or you don't want them to know your business, that's fine. That's fine. We want to be sure there's plenty of room to move around, especially for our wounded vets and for those that have some mental challenges that they're dealing with. We have frequent breaks. We always have a nice lunch. It's a good day.
We
laugh a lot. We laugh a lot.
We think it works so well because the couples choose how they're going to apply the information, how it's going to work for them. And so their choice becomes the agent of change rather than an outside therapist or someone directing them.
And like Barbara said before, this is not counseling. We call it marriage education, Bob. Education is different in that we're providing tools, we're providing skills, rather than telling people how to run their marriage. We're saying, here's a skill. Will it work in your situation? In fact, there was a study done about 7 or 8 years ago, which included a controlled group that had no marriage education whatsoever. And it showed that the divorce rate for military couples decreased by 2/3 for couples who participated in a marriage education class such as this one.
So we know that it's effective, and we've seen that with our program as well. Now, we get grants and things for funding, so our programs are presented totally free to military personnel or veterans. So this is not something that's going to be a burden to them or that they're going to have to put aside a lot of money for. This is a service that is available.
Well, I think I have an answer to this myself, just listening to you, but why does it work so well as opposed to other programs?
Well, I think it's a combination of things.
I think because they sit down and talk to each other in a safe environment about the issues that they're having. And one of the things that we learn, that we teach them to do, is how to disagree and have their own opinion without being destructive or without getting into an argument or yelling and screaming. So we practice those skills during the day.
We spend a lot of time during the day looking for and dealing with a destructive behavior. That is a behavior that causes communication to break down rather than go to the healthy side. And after they've been all day looking at these behaviors and how to change them, we introduce a conflict resolution skill. And that's the thing that I think really, really helps, especially veterans, because here's a model we can look at it and say, okay, I'm triggered. I'm going to get a hold of myself. I'm going to get control. That's why it works so well. We want them to have control. We don't want anyone else to have control over them. Everyone wants control over themselves. So when they get control over themselves and they say, okay, here's an issue, 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. I could pick it apart. I could look at it. I could put it back together, and I can share it with my spouse using this method without arguing. It's done with respect. I respect what you say. You respect what I say. We listen to each other respectfully, and we respectfully come to some kind of either a conclusion, a resolution, or at least move forward rather than go backwards.
So we practice not interrupting the other person, to listening to what they're having to say, a form of reflective listening. Because I think when we're in an argument or when we're trying to discuss someone, the first thing we're thinking about is picking their argument apart and what am I going to say as soon as they shut up?
We want to win, right, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the natural tendency of a human being. You know, when we get into a discussion, our goal becomes to win. Well, here's how our class is different. The goal of communication, especially in a military relationship, in a marriage like that, the goal isn't to win. The goal is to understand the other person's point of view.
Right. Because, so in the military, you're taught teamwork, right? And that's what you're teaching them, is teamwork, right?
Yes,
exactly.
But their teamwork applies only to their buddies at work. It doesn't apply to their philosophy at home. And that's one of the very important points, that you are a team at home and you need to get your team working together.
Right.
And do the things that make your team work.
So you have your class at the end of the day. I was reading here that you give each couple a manual, a 200-page workbook. Talk about that, and you have some other things they get.
Sure, we have to give credit where credit is due. We've looked at 15 or 20 different marriage education curricula, and we selected one from the Active Relationships Center right here in the Dallas area. We're in Texas, by the way. And the author is an Army brat, and she knows what's happening, and she's very well credentialed. And she's put together a manual called Active Military Life and Resiliency Skills. Like you mentioned, it's like 200 pages long, but we don't like to call it a manual or even a workbook. We like to call it a toolbox. There are like 24 different modules in it, each dealing with a different area of relationships. And each one of those modules has different exercises, different suggestions, and different skills you can use to get through this particular area. There's good areas in there about, you know, living with deployments, There's good areas in there about dealing with strong states of your mind or weak states. There's wonderful things about children, about money, but there's a lot about basic communication too.
We cover about 8 of the 24 modules during the class time, so we make sure that they go home with that manual as a resource guide so that they can kind of look up other things that may be an issue for them. There are sections in there on, you know, how PTSD impact a relationship. What happens if your partner comes home with a TBI? How do you handle infidelity? You know, how do you handle reintegrating with discipline in the children and the family routine? So they can kind of go back through it and use it as a reference manual.
So you've been doing this now since, what, 2006? But you've been doing this with hundreds, right, of military and veteran couples at numerous military bases throughout Texas. You want to talk about some of that? Have you mentioned some of them?
Sure. We
our funding right now is in the state of Texas from the Texas Veterans Commission. So we offer programs all over the state. We're at Fort Hood about once a month. We're at El Paso two or three times a year. We've been going to Houston. We're trying to expand down into San Antonio. We've been out to Tyler. We work here in Fort Worth at the NASJRB. So we try and hit the major bases around and do a lot of publicity. We've also done a lot of programs around the United States, working with a group called Camp Cope. We do their adult marriage program while they do a therapeutic program with the military children. So we went all over the country with them, including Fort Wainwright, Lewis McCloy.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to Pendleton four times. We've been to
Fort Drum.
Fort Drum, right.
Out of the East Coast.
On Oklahoma. We've been, yeah.
Lejeune,
Fort Belvedere.
Bragg. We've been around.
Well, you've been doing this 8 years. Well, it's interesting how you work with these other organizations. Would that be why you're involved with the R4 Alliance right now?
Precisely.
Absolutely.
No one program, no one organization can really meet the needs of veterans these days. There's so many different things that we veterans need. So we'd like to fill the pardon us, a little bit of cold we're getting off of there. We like to fill the gap. We like to be that one piece that's sometimes missing. It's really great that there's programs out there to deal with some of the mental issues, the PTSD, the TBIs. There's some really great groups that help with struggling with challenges, be they dependencies or abuse or financial challenges. There's really great things to deal with physical challenges, especially the recreational groups. We so admire what you do. There's very few groups that deal with just the marriage, the nucleus. And we feel the marriages or the couple, they're the strength and support that help you deal with all the other things. So if we have a strong bond within the marriage, within the relationship, then it's so much easier with that support to not only seek out help, but have that help be a lot more rewarding, a lot more effective.
I think something what Bob said is really important. We feel that a marriage and family relationship can be the linchpin to helping the veteran recover. And if that marriage falls apart, they're much more likely to end up unemployed, homeless, and really down, because that's going to be the glue that's going to kind of hold their life together.
I think one thing Barbara didn't say is suicide. I think many folks are aware of the statistics in veteran suicide, that 22 veterans per day commit suicide, per day. And at least one active military per day commits suicide. But what many of us don't realize, and we found out just a few years ago, is that 30% of those that try to complete suicide or that do complete suicide, 30% of them had a failed intimate relationship in the past 30 days. I think that's an unmet need right now.
And what we really like about the R4 Alliance is the fact that you really look to reintegrate and to rehabilitate and research ways to help these veterans. We'd like to add two more R's. That's to reach out to them so our program goes where they are rather than making them travel someplace else. And we really, really want to be a resource that's available to military and to veterans that would like the help.
So we're flexible. Right. If you have a program that needs a slot to fill where you feel a relationship enhancement portion of that would make your program better, please call us. We'll work with you. We'll do what we can. We're here to serve.
Right. Where are you holding programs now, let's say in 2015? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
We'll be in El Paso.
On February 28th, we'll be in El Paso, Fort Bliss area.
We're going to be at University of Houston, Clear Lake. We're going to be at the Patriot Retreat Center near Fort Hood. We're going to be in Plainview, Amarillo, Lubbock area out there. We give about quarterly programs at Fort Worth here at the NASGRB.
And one important thing, we're going to be in St. Louis. We do get out of Texas once in a while.
Cool.
We're going to be in St. Louis doing a one-day program on July 11th. This is part of the Better Marriages conference, and they're sponsoring us there. It's hard to get out of Texas.
And the really great thing about that is they have a donor who is offering their conference, if they attend this military program, free to military people. And I think they can handle up to 15 couples. So it would be the program, which usually costs about $350 to register for, would be free for the military couple. They would just have to provide their room and board and their meals. So they could day hop if they wanted to, if they're in the St. Louis
right.
area.
And that includes our program. That's in St. Louis at the Sheraton Plaza Lakeside between January 9th and 12th. And you can find out
not
more
January.
About... I'm sorry, not January, right.
July,
thank you.
July
9th through 12th. And you can go to bettermarriages.org to find out more about that. But I just wanted to give a quick credit to where credit is due here in Texas. The Texas Veterans Commission has been really good about funding us for the last couple of years. They have a fund for veterans assistance that is funded by folks who re-register for their license or buy lottery tickets. And so the people of Texas are actively contributing to what we do, and that makes us feel good.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing. I remember, I don't think hardly a trip would go by on my trips to Iraq and Afghanistan, where one of the things I would hear is about marriage problems, you know, with the separation and all that, things going on, and just, I heard that a lot, just an awful lot, and it just, you know, really, I felt for them because they're separated, you know, and so I really appreciate what you're doing for sure. Can you maybe email me a schedule of where you're going to be, and I'll add it to your talk show page?
That would
sure.
be fantastic. We can easily do that.
And we can also direct folks to our website, marriagemanagement.org. That has our schedule posted on it, as well as more information about it. We do stay on Facebook occasionally, Facebook Military Marriages. And
I just connected with you there just today, I think, or maybe it was Twitter I connected with you.
Okay.
We would really like to say thank you to you and to all of the organizations that try and reach out and help veterans. We'd really like to say thank you to all of our veterans and our military couples for serving our country and for all that you've given up and that you've gone through. And we want to do whatever we can to help you.
Yeah. I think the most important thing is these are the folks that have defended our freedom to do programs like this. So they're the strongest people we have ever dealt with. They're the most courageous we've ever dealt with. You know, we're not broke. We don't need to be fixed. Just give us the tools and we'll learn how to use them. So my shout out is to everyone who's ever served in the U.S. military. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, thank you to both of you. Wow, it's just great what you're doing. You know, I mentioned on a phone call the other day, I'm hoping to get down to Texas a little, maybe in May, early May. I don't know. I'll see what happens with these situations I'm dealing with here. But I'm hoping to get down there. If I do, I definitely want to meet you both.
We would love that very much.
And we would love to hear from your listeners out there. We'd love to hear from the other organizations in the R4 Alliance. We can't say enough about what you've done to vet them and ensure that these are the right folks for vets to reach out to.
Absolutely. Now, people could email you too, right? Do you want to give that?
Yeah, real easy. info@marriagemanagement.org.
Okay, and then when they go on your website, if they'd like to see about, you know, going through your program, is there a particular link they would click on to fill out a form or something?
There's a registration page.
Just click registration,
okay.
Fill out the form, it comes right to me.
Excellent. That's really good. Well, thank you so much. I hope this program helps you all, and just thank you so much for what you all do. Any last things you want to say to the people listening?
Like Barbara said, thank you. Thank you to all of you for supporting our troops, and thank you to our troops for giving us the kind of freedom that we have today. Give us a chance to serve you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I'm sure we're going to be talking over the months ahead now in 2015. Thank you.
See you in May.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. I like that positive say, see you in May. Well, folks, you've been listening again on TalkingWithHeroes.com. You've been listening to Bob and Barbara Zielinski. They started Military Marriage Management Project, which is www.marriagemanagement.org. Go ahead and contact them. And well, I want to thank you all for listening. I always ask this at the end of the program, but you know, we're posting about every one of these programs we're doing on our social networking pages. So you can go to our website and see them, the ones we're on. See if I can do this memory. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Google+, Footstomp. I think I've left one out. But anyway, we're on a lot of them. And we post info about these shows. And if you're on one of those social networking pages and you see it, you're welcome to share it to your page so your friends and family and contacts can find out about this. And be sure to put your own comments too. So I want to thank you all. To all of our men and women who are serving, especially those of you in harm's way, and you know, most of you know, we've got a few thousand back in Iraq. We've got people in many different areas, even fighting Ebola. I was watching the news tonight, and I think about 100 of our Fort Carson soldiers here just came back from doing that. So we have many of them. So I want to thank you all, and I want to say be safe, stay alert. Thank you for your service and to your families. God bless you. God bless America.